Welcome, viewers and listeners, to another edition of CHP Talks. I'm here with a very special guest, Camille El-Sheikh, who is coming to us from Lebanon. I happen to be on tour in Ontario, and I'm here at a farm in St. Thomas, Ontario. So it's a little different than usually coming to you from my desk and studio. But Camille, thank you so much for joining us today. We've really been looking forward to this opportunity for a long time.
My pleasure, Rod Taylor. Pleasure is all mine, obviously. I'm humbled to meet you. You know, my circles are speaking highly of you. So, you know what? This is a beautiful moment that Canadians come together.
Well, and by way of introduction, I can't give you an adequate introduction for all the things you do and have done. But Camille is a businessman in Ottawa. He's a philanthropist. He's been an activist for at least 25 years on various causes. And right now, the cause that he's working on is the Million Person March. And that's what we're talking about. I'm going to be with you, Camille, in Ottawa on September 20th,
right,
along with a lot of other patriotic Canadians who care about their kids and care about their families. So really look forward. I'll be able to meet you in person. But thank you for joining us today from Lebanon. What else would you like to let our viewers know about your background?
Well, I mean, obviously, I grew up in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. You know, grew up obviously in the south of Ottawa. Had friends of all walks. So I had white Canadian friends, Sikh and Jews and Christians. It was beautiful. So for me, I'm visiting Lebanon for the first time, my parents' homeland. So it's a culture shock for me. I do miss home. I've been here for about a month and a half vacationing with my wife and three kids. Obviously, for me, this battle, my kids are in a private school, so I don't really have to fight this battle, but I may be fighting this for my grandkids and for Canada's kids. So one thing you want to know about me is I love people. And I don't want to see them suffer. And when you look around you, you will see parents that are concerned, mothers and fathers, and you will see the innocence of children being tested. When our leaders who are entrusted, who are voted by us, by all levels of government, you know, we have the tendency to just focus on the prime minister, but, you know, a lot of premiers can take that responsibility and municipalities as well, right? And obviously special interest groups and stuff like that. So one thing you know about me is, you know, I have a lot of experience in politics, the back end, advising politicians of all types. I've worked at the city level as a city manager. So basically, you know, we advise politicians, city councilors of all types. I've also worked with politicians at the federal level, gave them advice, sat with them on special initiatives. My prerogative in that work, and, you know, it's a labor of love, right? Because, you know, being a businessman, you get those, you get the chance to serve your community in philanthropy. My prerogative is always how to make Canada better, or, you know, how to serve Canadians. And, you know, this one, the creator works in mysterious ways. And, you know, when you speak from the heart and you're looking into people's hearts, well, naturally you unite the nation, and it's remarkable to see.
Yeah, well, this is fantastic. You know, we've been concerned about what's been going on in the public schools, particularly for a long time. And you can go back, you can, you know, fold the onion back or take the leaves off the onion and go back to the where things started. But, you know, 2005, we had same-sex marriage became the law of the land in Canada. And our leader at that time, Mr. Ron Gray, said that this was going to lead to other things such as the perversion of children, right? The abuse of children. And this ideology that's being perpetrated in the schools certainly is an abuse of young people. They're being confused about their gender, about who they are in the world, their identity. And I'm so glad that you have taken upon yourself to organize this million person march. I think the government, federal government, provincial, and even the municipalities are going to be surprised when they see how many people are coming together. Like you say, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, and others, atheists, because they're concerned about their children. You know, like we all believe people can do what they like in the privacy of their own homes, but leave our kids alone. I think that's your basic message.
That's exactly it, Rod. So, the idea again, the Muslim community was, very patient, watching our fellow Christian Canadians, whites, other denominations say enough is enough. In Islam, there's a Quranic verse that says there's no compulsion in religion. So we don't want to compel anybody to do anything. We didn't want to be rude. We certainly didn't want to inflict ourselves or impose ourselves on anybody. So we waited. But then the wait was... anytime you see a fellow Christian or fellow Canadian say something, we started cringing the reaction. It was very hostile. And so, we see things like a Jordan Peterson, Dr. Jordan Peterson, feel compelled to use pronouns. And he's, stands up, gets scolded by the Pride community and government groups. And obviously, you don't want to paint everybody with the same brush, as I say always. Not everybody in the Pride community is doing that, but a substantial number. Yeah. And it's created a culture of, character assassinations. Then you get a kid like Josh Alexander, who's a born-again Christian, gets arrested and gets kicked and expelled out of Ontario schools. The same schools I gave 15 years of scholarships in from my business that Trudeau closed, by the way, one of them. So I take offense to that. When a 17-year-old kid who has to be thinking of his last year high school, now all of a sudden missed the whole year of school because he's protecting the girls' washroom from a pervert or whatever.
Yeah.
He gets kicked out and expelled. And this is happening in Canada. This is no, mad barbaric nation. We're supposed to be a nation of freedom and civil liberties. And this is the reaction. So, the Muslim community started coming out, especially when gay porn was being inflicted in the schools. Gay males wearing dresses in pride festivals, taking off those dresses and stripped naked whilst being aroused, Rod, waving their ornaments to 5 and 6 year olds. Yeah. That's sexual assault, and we will call it that. And we won't use the MAPS acronym. MAPS, the only time I will use that is when I'm doing a Google map. Minor attracted persons means that it's a pedophile, and I will use that every time. I refuse to use that term, minor attracted persons. Yeah, and this is the fight. This is why Muslims came in.
Yeah, the left wing has been very skillful at manipulating the language to make it say appear to be saying something different than what it is. Way back, Pierre Trudeau, father of our current prime minister, he made this plea, and it sort of made sense to people. The state has no business in the bedrooms of the nation. But now they're taking what's going on in the bedrooms, and it's in the boardrooms and the classrooms of our nation, and even on the streets, as you point out. So how long ago did you begin thinking about this particular issue? When did you begin to see what was happening in the schools, and it began to alarm you?
Well, we've been concerned about that for a long time. Again, my kids are in a private Islamic Canadian school that teaches Canadian math and stuff like that. And obviously 1 hour of Muslim class or Islam class, Quranic studies or whatever, but it's geography and all that kind of stuff. But I was monitoring the school systems very closely. At times I would go to protest. I was there for many protests. We probably crossed paths and didn't know of each other.
Yeah.
But then I was probably, you would see me in the media for certain things, but you would see me in the media for, the LRT in Ottawa or whatever. But I was watching this for about, I would say 10 or 12 years closely and concerned. And, obviously Jordan Peterson, 2018, I say, but what really hit me is in 2018, as a boss, I was compelled, in managing a team of 3,000 people, Rod, to use pronouns. And I'm like, what's that? And I didn't have an understanding. They, you want me to use they, but you're only one person. So, and then it turned, and then it turned to 35 pronouns, and today it's 500 pronouns. So I won't use pronouns. You can use it. That's what freedom of speech is all about. As Thomas Jefferson says, freedom of speech is the freedom to agree and disagree freely. And otherwise, you don't have freedom of speech.
Exactly. That's right. So you've been organizing this march, and I'm so glad that you have done that. And there's a lot of people really excited about participating, and excited because they think this is going to be an important event to turn the tide a bit. I see several provincial premiers are now finding the courage to step out and say some things. It's funny, they weren't saying anything
Well,
before
because we
when.
pushed them,
Yes,
because we're
exactly.
pushing them.
And
And the word that I use is unapologetic,
yeah,
Rod.
exactly.
And that's what Canadians have to do. We're unapologetic about it. We're unapologetic, a man your age with wisdom that believes in Jesus and the Bible and wants to practice his Christianity his way. It may be a denomination. I don't know what denomination that is, but it doesn't matter. It's you practicing it with the freedom of mind and consciousness. And we're doing this unapologetically. We're giving Canadians courage, and you should stand up. I will be fighting for you, and our team, our whole team, is fighting to get this together. There's a lot of people working behind the scenes. It's not just
Well,
me.
that's what I was going to ask you. The big event is in Ottawa. At least that's where it started, and that's where a lot of us are focused. But I know they're holding similar events in other cities across the country. Do you have
Absolutely.
any idea how many cities are involved?
Oh my God, all of Canada. It's become a PR nightmare. So this organization started organically 3 months ago. I have so many connections from coast to coast, and we're bringing people together, and we're naming various positions like MCMs, which is Movement City Manager, and then MPEs, which is Movement Provincial Executive. That's taking time. There are some cities in the nation that are void right now, but people are saying, we want to protest, we want to protest. We're saying to people, go to our website, handsoffourkids.ca, register, and just scale what we're doing and go down. Let's go down one unit. And I asked for 1 million. It's an understatement, Rod. I think we're going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah, you're talking about across the country, there could be well over a
From coast
million.
to coast, yes,
So
absolutely. Yeah.
your main website is handsoffourkids.ca.
That's correct, sir. Yes.
Okay, because I've also seen March for Millions is another one, but the hand
Yeah,
hand.
I mean, there's a lot of people trying to take this movement into their own. There's only one website. It's handsoffourkids.ca.
Wonderful.
I called the march, so I'm gonna put it on record. Now people are trying, and there's people with special interests in mind, hidden agendas. I don't care about their hidden agendas. I care about Canada, the Canadian flag, the Terry Foxes, the Whistler BCs, the parliaments, our war memorial. I care about that. I care about our veterans, our Vimy Ridges. Okay. I don't care about the political party. You guys all let us down. I will celebrate, however, our politicians that take a stand. So, do you want me to acknowledge Doug Ford? Yes, you said something good. Now, can you put your money where your mouth is, sir, and repeal some of the education system, eradicate, and I'm going to use that word unapologetically, eradicate the sexual books by that pedophile that Kathleen Wynne brought into Ontario 10 years ago. That's what you were voted for. And you will do it if you seek to serve the people and if you seek re-election. Let us acknowledge Saskatchewan, who allowed parents to be the guardians until 16. We would like to see that go up to 18 or 19.
Yeah.
And then kids can make any decisions they want later on. We recognize other provinces like New Brunswick, right? And, you know, we're going to celebrate those politicians. But what we're not going to do is allow politicians to use this as a campaign tactic and virtue signal. That's what we're not going to do. We're going to invite all of them to walk. We're not going to allow any one of them to speak. We want them to listen for the first time in their life to Canadians, to mothers and fathers, our priests, our imams, our rabbis and Buddhists and whatever, because they haven't been listening. Once they change the laws and repeal them and stop virtue signaling to the pride community, that's when we will celebrate them and we will tell you, you can go up and talk for 5 and 10 minutes and get some votes.
Wonderful.
Okay. We're not going, this is a nonpartisan movement. It's a Canadian movement. You look at this movement, Rod, it's no different than looking at the Canadian flag. You look at this movement. It's no different than looking at Emily Stowe and Gabriel Roy, who got the women's vote 50, 60 years ago. You look at this movement, you're going to look at Armand Barbandier, who invented the snowmobile, or Dr. Frederick Banting, who discovered insulin. That's what the movement is all about. It's an all-Canadian movement, and it's not going to change. It's going to stay nonpartisan.
I love what you're saying. It's awesome and nonpartisan, and people of all faiths or of no faith are willing to be involved or able to be involved. And we
absolutely
really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So just before
we welcome them all,
I know it's late in Lebanon, and I'm not sure how long my battery holds out on my hotspot here. But before we close, just remind folks the time and place that they, especially for Ottawa, where you're gathering, the sort of give us a little picture of what's going to happen on September 20th. And,
yes,
and again, your website is handsoffourkids.ca. But what about Ottawa? What's the sequence of events on September 20th?
So I'll tell you this, Rod. On Wednesday, September 20th, 2023, at 9 a.m., we're asking parents to come out coast to coast. And even if you don't have an MCM in your city, go out, pull your kids out of class. You're going to tell the government and the pride community and politicians that your kids are yours. They are Protestant kids. They are Catholic kids. They are Muslim kids. They are Buddhist, Black. Tell Canada that they are your kids. You are the rightful guardian to those kids. That's what we're telling them. And you're going to unite and you're going to sing the national anthem. You're going to be there all day because the government thinks that they control your kids and they're telling you what to do with your kids. That day is yours. And after that, those kids will always be yours until they're ready to move out of the house and become adults themselves.
Absolutely. Well, Camille Elchik, thank you so much for joining us today from Lebanon.
Thank you, Ron.
I'm looking forward so much. I arranged my trip to Ontario so that it would overlap with that date because I really wanted to be with you in the nation's capital, letting the nation know, letting the prime minister and every politician know that parents are not going to give over their responsibilities that they have to raise their children in their own way, according to their own traditions and beliefs. So thank you for doing this. Thank you for
my pleasure
kicking this off. And I really look forward to meeting you on September 20th in Ottawa.
I look forward to it too. And let's do it. Let's raise our heads up high and sing O Canada together. God bless you, brother.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.